darkness in the movie.
Oh, okay, finally, you here.
Whoa, what do you mean, finally, I'm here?
What the fuck wrong with
your
voice?
Yeah, what the?
I should have told you my voice is a little messed up. It's a little hoarse from this weekend.
I thought you were doing your Batman impression. I thought that's the worst Batman impression.
Where are you? Where are you, movie spoiler? Are you moving furniture again? Where are you?
Where is it? I don't know why we're using that voice, because that voice was mellow soft in this movie.
Yeah.
It was more like, Talia, come get the child.
No, I'm very annoyed right now, Talia. I'm not paying child support.
The voice acting in this movie is horrible.
All across the fucking board. But before we get into that, you know, this is the darkness in the movies.
I can't tell if CJ being serious or what. Is that really your voice right now?
You know, you can go kill yourself, okay? Look, I should have told you the message. It's my fault. It's my fault. You know what? No, it's my fault for not messaging you, telling you guys that my voice is a little scratchy, a little messed up. So you got to forgive me.
I can't take him serious right now.
Damn.
You're a bastard.
CJ.
You all.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, man. I ain't on people's side right now, so.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Oh, man. All right, CJ. Well, sorry about your voice, but fuck your voice right now.
Yeah.
Anyway. You limey bastard, you.
You people, son of a bitch, I swear.
You people, welcome to the darkness at the movie.
Welcome. Darkness.
Darkness is I'm the phenomenon, of course.
Chicago Bear.
Wait, what?
Chicago John the Bear.
Damn, your voice is fucked up, dude.
Damn. This is Cody.
Michael Ealy. Okay. And we are doing DCU's Son of Batman.
Woo. Man, I tell you.
Man, it was a struggle trying to remember this movie.
I just rewatched on my phone on the drive here, and I was just like, man, you know why me and Cody didn't remember it earlier? Because it is unmemorable.
Yeah, it is utterly forgettable, man. Like I said, I'm struggling with this review. Ain't gonna lie.
I don't think it's personally as bad as Justice League War. I just think it's not that good, neither, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I think the action scenes were shot better than Justice League War, but I think the problem with this one is everything else about it is bad.
Terrible.
Everything, you know what, I enjoyed the little action, cause, you know, all the action in this was over the top, especially in the beginning where you see Ra's al Ghul secret lair of ninjas be infiltrated. I'm like, good God, who did that? Michael Bay, did Michael Bay attack him or something? Nothing but explosions and
oh my God,
ninjas killing.
I got dialogue. Who wrote this shit? Okay. Did you hear at the end what that professor said when he was shooting the serum out and shit? Gonna get you, sucker. I was like, what? So some of the dialogue choices in here, it was pretty fucking bad. I was like,
yeah, I mean, this movie. Now, I heard this is a Grant Morris comic adaptation. He did the Son of Batman before the New 52, so he could be probably in this new. Do they still have Damian in the New 52?
Damian got killed last October. He was murdered.
That's what I thought.
And I think that's when some fans at least got a little irritated more with New 50s. I know for me, that's when I ended reading it, because I thought Damian actually was Tim is my favorite Batman, but I mean Robin, but I think Damian was probably the most interesting because he created more conflict for Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And though they took so many twists and turns with his character when the New 52 got introduced, that I personally stopped reading it because I thought it just went down shit.
Yeah, I kind of stopped reading it too when they got to the point where they gave him a spine, like a mechanical spine.
Yeah, it shit started getting weird now.
I'm like, why can't you get this mechanical spine to Batgirl who paralyzed?
Oh, yeah, and then they was able to let her walk and shit like that again. She became Batgirl again. I was just like, okay. I think Batman was getting a boner watching Damian work in this movie.
Yeah, he was. He was enjoying it.
There was times where he just looked at him and was like, he did this one line where he smiled at him and was just like, he's pretty impressive, though. I was just like, are you getting a boner watching him work, dude? What's going on here? Because Nightwing's looking at him like, Bruce, you need to fix this little bastard. And Bruce is just over there like, look at him go, though. Like,
and that's another problem that I had with this movie, or maybe the whole the way they treated Nightwing. You know, he is his own guy. He's his own hero now, and he still kind of gets treated like shit by Batman and by his son as well. I'm like, come on.
I know they built that relationship in the books of Damian and Nightwing. Damian really kind of jealous of Nightwing, being that Batman trained him and not Damian instead. So there was a little tension between the two, and to the point where Damian tried to kill Nightwing a couple of times.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I remember reading, like you said, the Batman and Robin, when Damian was Bruce Wayne. Oh, not Bruce Wayne, he was Batman. And, you know, they were kind of learning to get along, like old, like two brothers. But, you know.
Damon's a little bloodthirsty, though, yeah.
a little?
He's a psychopath. The way Batman watching him, while Batman getting the boner, watching him cut off the heads of these plants and bushes and flip it around.
Jump ahead here or whatever, but this is the last thing I remember. What did you guys think of the ending of Damian letting Deathstroke live? Yeah, well, never mind. Take that back. They let him drown, so never mind. I like he's just like, I'm not going to kill you, but I just let you drown here. You know? What do you feel about that method of Batman thinking? It was like, I'm not going to kill you, but hey, you know, your ass is drowned out here, too.
And I brought this up. People say Batman doesn't kill, but then I remember watching that The Batman Begins. Batman did the exact same thing to Ra's al Ghul on that movie. He's like, I'm not going to save you, but I'm not going to kill you either. And I'm like, well, you pretty much killed him. If you have the power to save somebody and they die because you chose not to, you still killed that person.
I think over the Joker, Ra's al Ghul should die, to be honest, because the Joker is just a common criminal mastermind, whatever. But Ra's al Ghul's got the resources behind to where you need to stop him, because one day Batman gonna look and that. I think Ra's al Ghul needs to die
over the Joker.
Oh hell yeah!
The Joker is too unpredictable. At least Ra's al Ghul, you can at least predict a little bit.
He is unpredictable, but he's not the type to, you know, as far as setting up world domination type things. You know, he's just a common criminal to Batman compared to Ra's al Ghul.
Okay, well, I don't know, man. Joker seems like he's gonna mess with you psychologically and mess with your mind. You know that could destroy me. You know that's me.
I think he's a murderer.
Well, that's fine. At least I'll worry about somebody trying to take over the world and somebody just trying to kill me every day.
Fool got a whole goddamn complex full of assassins and shit. You know
who can't do a damn thing against other assassins with me.
Just gonna say that.
He's got the money. He's got the resource. He knows the people. I mean, he knows Bruce Wayne personally.
Ninjas. Going to the beginning, those ninjas might have been sitting in front of the television eating potato chips when their house got invaded.
Oh, I ain't talking about this movie. I'm just talking about in general. This movie, they ain't do a goddamn thing. I don't know what the fuck. First of all, I just want to talk about consistency in this movie. That's the first thing I'm going to get up. That opening scene, I highly doubt arrows will take down helicopters.
And I highly doubt arrows can be shot from the bottom of a helicopter and somehow magically appear in somebody's neck. I don't know how that works.
Oh my God, thank you. That was the first thing I noticed when I was like, wait a minute, did that arrow just go through the dude? I know we don't normally talk about little shit like that in these animated films, but they went a little over the top in the beginning of the fucking film.
Not to mention Deathstroke's mercenary army. They can shoot a goddamn thing. Dudes were surrounded Rosh.
Oh, you talking about? I know what scene you're talking about, too. They surrounded Rosh. And they hit a goddamn thing. I was just like,
ow.
You know, he can only swing that sword in front of him. He can't swing it back.
Exactly. And then, come on, they're shooting guns like AK-47. Rosh Gould able to deflect every bullet.
Yeah.
Every bullet out.
Really? When he
I like Deathstroke's line to that, though. He was just like, you still got fighting, you old man. I'd have been like, still got fight. Did you see what he just did? He fucking just deflected goddamn Matrix bullets and shit. This motherfucker still got a long way to go.
But he can't dodge a missile.
What
he can't
you
dodge a
think
missile.
Of Ra's al Ghul's death?
That was bull.
No, I thought it was bullshit. Yes. He died. I was just like, really? So he got caught in a missile and blew up and fought. Remember, he ran out there like a bitch, too? Like,
hey! He did, didn't he?
I thought him and Destro was going to have like a badass sword fight or something like that. And then when you see it in there, he's chasing Destro and a missile comes and set the building on fire. And you see Destro leap from a building and shit. And then you see just him coming out. You think he going to comes out and go, ah!
Yeah, you know what? He did that whole goofy fall. Like,
if Damien wanted the same so bad, why just didn't take him to the Lazarus Pit right away instead of chasing fucking Deathstroke, dude?
I know. Even Ra's al Ghul knew to drag his old butt, crispy self, to the pit. Good Lord. I'm just saying. And then what kind of thing that was in the beginning when they were like, oh, he's in proper protocol. Do it. I'm like, how do you know to send a missile right there that would have took him out? You know, anyway, that's nitpicking. So I don't. They need to kill him somehow.
But how about a plot synopsis, Cody? You want to give one?
Man, you just watched this movie recently and I did. I barely remember a goddamn thing, man. I ain't gonna lie.
This is your movie. You picked.
I know I picked, but I forgot. Damn.
You want me to do my Chicago John memory?
I can give a plot synopsis.
You're better in my ears right now. I'll tell you that.
Plot synopsis here is Deathstroke is pretty pissed off because Batman is the chosen one from Ra's al Ghul instead of himself, I guess. I personally didn't really understand his reasoning and why he wanted to do it. I just like, so just because Ra's al Ghul chose this dude over you, what the fuck do you care? You got your own army and shit. I mean, why don't you just go run on your side of it? I mean, ain't like Ra's al Ghul or whatever, that's neither here nor there. We find out that Batman has a son after Ra's al Ghul's death. Well, we find out in the beginning that Damian is a son after Batman pretty much told Talia and us that he roofied him.
I never thought I would hear Batman been roofied by a woman.
And because there was a scene where he was just like, no drinks for me. I remember how last time that went. And I was just like, man, these DC animated movies are trying too hard to be like four now. Something about it just didn't feel right. I just like, Batman's supposed to be the greatest. Maybe it just sounds better when you read it, but watching it, it's just like, I couldn't believe that Batman would get roofied.
Oh, yeah. I just don't know. At least he could say something like they had a passionate night or something, or he forgot to put his back condom on or something. I don't know. Did you take the morning bad after pill? No.
Hey, they were talking that shit you roofied me, and the next we made passionate love. I was just like, oh, okay. And then the next she leaves Damien with Batman, and then he's on a revenge to kill Deathstroke or something like that.
It had something to do with some kind of scientists as well who were making man bats, and his family got killed.
That was a throwaway subplot, like a
motherfucker. Oh god, that man bat shit was so lame.
That was the lamest fucking, like, cause it came out of nowhere at first, cause I thought that was Commissioner Gordon when I first saw him.
You saw the doctor?
Yeah, the scientist. He had the white hair and shit in the lab, and I was just like, and then when the daughter came up, that ain't Barbara Gordon. I was just like, all right, come on.
What kind of daughter was that, too? I mean, like, good Lord, his daughter was just like, whatever, Dad, I'm such a teenager. God.
That shit was so thrown. I don't even know why they added that in the movie, to be honest. I was just looking, I was just like, this doctor appeared three times in the movie. That last part of him was horrible. And the three times he in there, they try to make such a big deal about him that he really has no big part of the movie.
Yeah, so that's the whole synopsis, people. So of this Batman movie. Now I want to get to the. I mean, what's the next part we're gonna get to?
It's about the Killer Croc scene.
Oh my!
Batman's approach to it. Did he not look like a goddamn amateur during that entire scene, or what?
He was an amateur the whole movie. If you ask me, Batman.
Okay, well, that's. Seen this magnified it.
Batman didn't well, to, Bat-
but to Batman defense, he was on the Croc was on steroids. He roided it out.
Yeah, so that's an excuse to just lay out punches on. Think that's going to work?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
I got a problem. The dialogue. We go back to dialogue. Oh. Did you hear Croc's line? You know, taking steroids gives me the munchies. I was like, I shook my damn head. I was just. It was funny because the girlfriend, when I was watching, the girlfriend was giving me a massage or whatever, and then I remember I put my head down or whatever, and I was just like, she's like, what's wrong? I was just like, did you not hear that fucking line he just delivered? that was horrible.
Never equated steroids and munchies in one word or sentence.
I never knew Killer Croc took steroids in the first place, but all right.
Yeah. Why the hell are you taking steroids, man? Like, Killer Croc.
He wanted to grow a tail. That's why.
I guess
he wanted to be fucking the lizard from Spider-Man or something like that.
At that point, you were pretty much a lizard.
I like how when Batman threw those batarangs at him, they go right through him, but it doesn't phase him, even though those things are metal. But when Batman's punching him in the face, like, he's getting affected by it. I'm just like, all right, man, come on now. But then 2 seconds later, when he's punching him in the chest, he ain't doing no effect to it. It's just like, all right, come on, Batman. Why is Batman don't never go head-to-head with Killer Croc? What the fuck?
You don't go head-to-head with Killer Croc.
No.
Oh.
I mean, you don't really get to see Batman do much in this film, to be honest. Let's be real.
You just see him coach, you know, coaching from the sidelines, and
I wouldn't even call it coaching. I was called giving a boner. I mean, because there was
that's my boy.
There was time. I would love to see if instead of Killer Croc, that'd have been the Joker. Joker probably would have loved that shit, and he'd have been like, "Beat him harder, son. Come on. I don't kill, but hey, fuck it, you can.
You're not me. I'm still alive."
One thing I do always love in the Batman mythos, whenever they throw Deathstroke in there, because I always know I can get a good battle between Batman and Deathstroke, and they didn't have that in this movie. That was a little sad. I love the fist-to-fist battles that he has with people, and Deathstroke seems like the best one to go cautious with.
Like I said, they did it much better in the last Batman.
Don't get that.
Hey man, Deathstroke's voice actor.
What was that, CJ?
Oh, I was gonna say, they did a much better hand to hand fight scene in the last Batman video game than this.
Hell yeah.
I don't even remember that. Oh yeah. Arkham Origins. Yeah, that's right. Arkham Origins had a much better fight scene than this.
Much better everything.
Batman beat his ass. I mean, in this movie, Batman was just punching Deathstroke and walking to him, and I was just like, damn, Deathstroke, you going to fight back or what now?
I didn't see the point what made Death so scary, you know, so he didn't really do anything. He ran away from Ra's al Ghul, let him get blown up.
His ass beat by Robin.
Yep.
Several times. Got his eye stabbed out.
There was a point that's like, why y'all? You guys remember the scene where Deathstroke stabbed Robin in both arms, but even though Robin was still strong enough to pull the knives out with his...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I don't care how much training you got. You're still a kid, and...
Yeah. I felt goddamn well that hurts like a bitch. Come on, man.
And people, trust me, he pulled his wrist out to the point where he was forcing the blade to go deeper into his wrist. I'm just like, there's no way you'd be able to wield a...
He was freaking. He was crucified on the wall, and he was still able to.
Basically,
pull his arms off and then do some tricks and everything. I'm like, you ain't doing none of that with your hands. Your hands are gone at that point.
This is the weakest I've ever seen Nightwing, too.
Yeah. I feel sorry for him, man, because they even showed him get, you know, they didn't show the fight all the way, but you see him the next scene, he's all beat up because of he couldn't control Robin.
Yeah.
No, Damian.
There was a Robin or Damian was pretty much going to fucking kill him, this guy, and then Nightwing comes in, which, by the way, that guy was running from Robin, too. I'm just like, why y'all running from this fucking kid? Okay. And then Nightwing shows up, and then next thing you don't see the fight scene after that, but you see Nightwing apparently tied him up and shit, but he's all scratched up and bloody and shit. Then the next scene is in the cave where fucking Damian's like, is this your costume or whatever? I don't need it. And then Nightwing's like, you ain't never going to wear this.
Yeah, he kept talking mad stuff about that costume, but then he got to go. He the first one to put it on, the first chance he got.
I'm glad he mixed it up with his League of Assassins outfit, though, because that costume looked gay.
All he had to do, all he did was just put pants on. That's it.
Good shit. That's why I look gay.
Speaking of costumes, man, how ridiculous was Talia's design in this movie?
Man, she looked like
Black,
a porno
widow.
Like, can they whore out anymore? Like, god damn, man.
They had her in chains. I ain't gonna lie, I was getting horny off this.
Oh, of course you
were. Yeah, they were beating her. They were beating her pretty good.
I was like, damn. Did he beat her to death now? Come on now.
So it seems like.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on, man. I barely, man, she just passed out of nowhere. I was just like, did she get shot or not? I mean, what happened here?
I think she beat her in that bedroom.
Yeah, I think she got shot. You can't really see it too well, but.
Yep. And plus, she lifted her head up and still looked. I was just like,
yeah, which is odd, because they didn't have any problem showing blood throughout the whole movie, but show it right there.
Oh, man. You know, I thought with the previous DCU animated films is that even though, like, you can tell they were made for rated R with the language and the blood, they were more subtle on it, but now it just seems like they saying, fuck it. We're going to show all this. And I'm not a teenager, so blood don't really. I don't need to see blood in every goddamn scene. Now, I understand there's a lot of stabbing, like they kind of overdid it with the language and the blood to like say like, oh, this is hardcore and shit. And I'm just like, it doesn't sound right, and it doesn't sound good at all either.
Yeah, I can appreciate, you know, these cartoons taking a more mature tone. Is I thought it was kind of cool at first seeing all the slashing and shit, but yeah, overall it was a bit overdone.
Especially when you start, you know, at first it was cool to see the blood at first, but then all of a sudden you just start noticing, oh, it's just fodder ninjas. Who cares?
Who cares? Exactly.
And the way they were getting stabbed, I mean, goddamn, that's got to be goddamn near impossible. Come on now. this ain't no Batman Under the Red Hood type blood, you know, one of the greatest DC animated films of all time, but you know, hey. Batman's voice?
I gotta throw Wayne under the bus on this one. I talked to Wayne this morning about
big.
Yeah, I know. Wayne was like, he did not like that movie at all. He never liked any of these animated movies. I'm like, dang, Wayne. I'm like, which one did you like? And his old 1980, but like the what you call it, Batman the Phantom, which is a good movie.
Oh, that's a Phantasm.
Wait, didn't Wayne like The Dark Knight Returns? I remember him telling me he liked that one.
Nah, he didn't like that either.
He told me that it was better than Dark Knight Rises, and he liked it. That is a lying son of a bitch, man. He told me, he was praising that movie. He was like, this movie made much more sense than Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight Rises or whatever. But he saw part two, but he said part one was a good one.
Okay. And another, Another thing that doesn't sound great in this movie, and I think Cody was touching on it, but I want to talk about that casting, though. Oh.
Yeah. Was this the same voice actor for Batman the War, correct?
It was. Jason O'Mara.
Yeah. The War, I didn't mind him, but for some reason in this movie, I don't know. I wasn't jived to
his voice, definitely.
Okay.
He definitely is not the same the way dialogue, which I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he voiced him around the same time. It ain't like it's been like a year or anything like
that. Right.
I don't know what his reasoning was. Maybe he was just trying to make it feel like a different movie, but he was. Which I'm not saying Batman shouldn't be. I think Batman should be at this point, but he was a little too calm for shit that was going on.
Yeah, his voice, it was just something off. Like,
maybe. Now, he had a son. He didn't really react to it as you know.
You know why he didn't react?
Because no, Tala didn't act. Like, right there and there, like.
And that's all Tala had to do was just say, hey, you get the weekends, and I won't charge you with child support with the League of Shadows.
I say the way they drew Ty in this
movie. I would have accepted that, actually.
The way they drew Ty in this movie, that bitch could have roofied me at the time.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, and this was popping out. I was like, God damn, put your battering between them.
Oh, man.
Put your battering between this.
God damn. Shit, I got my Shit, that girl was looking goddamn. She was looking. They changed her up and put her in that white shirt and shit. I was just like,
this dude.
Notice how now, the clothes changed as well. Just.
Yeah. I know in the beginning of it, though. You get to hear Damien's voice, too. And now your girl, Grace, she enjoyed the fact that they got a real kid. But, you give me a 30-year-old anytime over this kid. Because I would not dig in this child voice. There's just something about him.
First of all, this child looks like a little girl. From what I remember seeing his photo. And his voice fucking sucked. All right, I'm going to go ahead and say that. He was a little fucking brat, and he was getting on my nerves.
I mean, maybe that's what they were aiming for. Maybe they really wanted to make him a method actor and have a real live kid to sound annoying that you wanted to slap. So if they did it, kudos.
You know, a kid they should have got was that kid from Ender's Game, Asa Butterfield.
They could have got him. They could have got the kid who played Aang from the Avatar or something. You know, somebody who has some background in voice acting, not somebody who was on iCarly. You know.
Hey, he was in Jedi Camp.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loved that.
You guys remember that little cartoon that went on for a year before it ended?
What the fuck are you talking about? Jedi Camp?
Yeah. People don't know about that. Star Wars had a little cartoon that went on for a year and before it got canceled.
All right, then.
Yeah. So he was in that movie. He was in them shows. And, that's pretty much about it. Yeah, this kid sucked. He was like a little fag.
Too,
like a little bitch, all right. So I don't give a shit. Fuck this, Robin. I personally, I didn't hate the movie as much as I hated War, but there was just nothing. This could have been some straight pilot bullshit here. There was nothing interesting at all over here. And I was just like, you know, I usually say when I watch these movies that they're better than the books. And this one's not only worse than the book, but it's not even on par to the book.
All bad.
Oh, man. Oh, and before you keep going, the one voice that really got on my nerve was the guy who played Deathstroke. What's his name?
Thomas Gibson.
Gibson was, his voice was, it did not fit this at all. I swear, I thought that one, somebody didn't know how to do audio. I mean, shoot, they made our audio sound great compared to what they did with him.
I know. We're having some Skype problems right now.
And it sounded better than what he did on that. That voice, his voice was just too booming. I guess it was just too, I don't know, it was too brooding, I guess. It was overly brooding.
Did you guys like the scene where Batman's walking in Arkham and sees all the villains?
I thought it was cute.
I thought that was some Arrow shit, yeah. When I saw that, I was like, somebody's been watching a lot of Arrow. I like how they do that now in Batman. Whatever related to DC material now, they always just have like his villains in the background just laughing or doing what they do. I'm just like, you know, that don't really do anything for us no more. You know, we ain't seen a good version of Two-Face. We ain't seen great versions of Joker now. We don't need to see them just in the background just like, oh, I need to see this character in the back. Like, I know a lot of people are talking about that shit in Dark Knight Rises. Like, it'd have been nice to see Joker's coat just hanging somewhere. I'm just like, I wouldn't have gave a fuck if they would have had his just hanging somewhere. You don't remember that complaint, though?
No, actually, I don't.
There was a lot of people saying that. I thought it would have been a nice little tad nod there if Nolan would just put something in Joker there just in the cross. I'm just like, no, I don't think it would have been nice at all. I think that would have been kind of an insult, to be honest, but hey, that's just me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But then again, I'm not a Bruce Wayne Batman fan. That boy doesn't think any stupid fucking idea look good, I swear.
Oh, trust me, I know all about that.
Do I want to see Bruce Wayne wear a Bruce Wayne t-shirt? No, I don't want to see that.
Hey, I wanted to see a sledgehammer of Harley Quinn. You know, I wanted to see her PhD license hanging in the background of Ice Cream Shop.
It's going to make so much difference. Yeah, I really want to see a Harley Quinn movie without the Joker. And yeah, I want to see it. Yeah. No, the fuck I do not want to see any of this shit. Okay.
You can put Easter eggs where they belong, right up the Easter egg hole, you know, so.
You should have put some Easter eggs up this movie's asshole, because goddamn.
Well, they had the Lazarus Pit. There, they had.
The only thing positive I can recommend is that the action scene at the end looks good. Damien and Deathstroke.
No, was it? 'Cause I don't fucking remember.
I don't know how I feel about the whole, when he beats Deathstroke, Deathstroke's like, come on, kill me, man. And then out of nowhere, Damien goes, no, I won't kill you. I'm just like, when did he have this change in his heart to where he doesn't kill anymore?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you guys about that final scene with him choosing not to kill Deathstroke. It was kind of like a sudden change that I don't really buy.
Nowhere, too. I remember, he ran away. Talia, like, almost damn near dying or whatever. He ran away angrily, and then out of nowhere, they had, like, this bloodthirsty fight and shit. And then he just says, I'm also my father's son, too. I'm Robin. And I was just like, when did you have that change? Because I never once seen you and Bruce sit down and have a really hard talk there about this.
Right. If anything, Batman was kind of talking to him when he was walking away. He's like, hey, son, I just want to let you know. We don't kill. Bye. I'm like, what? Why don't we kill?
That kind of goes against Damien, too, because he's still bloodthirsty later in the books. I mean, so I mean, I know this ain't going to be like no sequel or anything like that, but I wonder how would you even continue that storyline of Damien. That almost seems like Damien's going to be a great Robin now.
So how do you feel about this animation? It seemed like a lot of it had a lot of anime style to it.
It looked like
it had
It looks like a lot of the animation now, ever since Bruce Timm looked, it's just like they're just copying off of what Jet and Justice does. Nothing really different about anything, nothing unique in it, or nothing about it. I don't know. It just, when I was watching it, to me, I was just looking at it and it looked like I just watched an hour short about Robin. I don't know. Because Batman didn't do a goddamn thing in this movie.
No. Thanks.
Yeah, I thought the animation's a bit choppy in parts, especially compared to Justice League War. Did you guys get that? Or
At the end, I was making fun of it when fucking Batman had his hand out and Talia looked at it and like it looked like she was about to shake his hand, but then it just like she psyched his ass, like psych. I was just like, I was making fun. I was like,
right.
Did they edit that wrong, or what happened there? Did Batman reach his hand out? Was he about to shake that bitch's hand? What the fuck?
Just a minute ago, he was kissing up on her and shit.
Damn.
And then they start playing, they start treating Damian like a little doggy. Like, come on, come to mommy. No, he like, no, come to daddy. Come to daddy. No, come to mommy. You want to kill, don't you?
Damian out of nowhere just became kind of sympathetic in a way. I mean, that scene right there too, even after not killing Deathstroke, it looked like he wanted to stay with Bruce. And I'm just like, they never once had a moment where, like, I don't know, Bruce told him his story or anything like that, where Damian's change of heart came from.
Yeah, it really didn't make any sense.
And Alfred's getting, I swear, every time Alfred's in a movie now, I just make him a bigger dick than what he is. He is, like, slowly becoming the biggest dick of the Batman mythology. I'm surprised he's not a villain yet.
You know, I didn't mind Alfred's attitude in this movie, especially dealing what he had to deal with, you know, Alfred, look at this. He raised Batman, Bruce Wayne, until he's an adult. This man didn't work. Alfred didn't work at all. And now this kid comes in, now he got to go back and do some real butler work. He's like, hell no. He'll be bad, too.
That's a good point.
I don't know what you're talking about. Alfred does all the fucking work for Bruce or whatever. Shit.
He ain't doing nothing.
In them fucking video games, Alfred, I'm sending this report in the Gotham Police. What the hell you doing? Alfred does a lot of fucking work.
I'm talking about working far, cleaning up and cooking and cleaning again. He like,
oh, he does clean up. He cleans up Batman's wounds and shit.
He's doing shit that he ain't getting paid to do no more. I bet he's probably listening, you know, I can go back to making fucking soup now, you know.
he should have been happy when Damian asked him to make some Earl Grey tea with a slice of lemon, 78 degrees Fahrenheit.
That motherfucker got pissed at that. He was just like, I clean stitches. He was like, yeah, go make me some tea right now, goddammit.
I haven't made tea in so long.
Skype sucks tonight, by the way, people. So
yeah, Skype is sucking ass, man.
It is breaking up. It must be what's his name's voice, CJ's voice. So
oh really? Bring it down.
So you guys know who did the voice of Ra's al Ghul, right?
No, who did it?
Stabu Frink.
It was a black man.
John Carlo Esposito.
That's right. Black man.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's why they killed him so early in the movie.
His voice worked. Well, yeah, let's say that's what he had to work with, but yeah.
He's going to be in that, the voice in that that other Batman film that's coming out later in the year, too, as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So, what is it? Assault on Arkham or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good
shit too.
He did do a good voice, but then people need to let Breaking Bad go because they trying to kill him the same way in Breaking Bad. Just leave him alone.
Oh shit. I guess the only thing I can say now is, what did you guys think of Nightwing's voice by Sean Moore?
I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was fine.
He's really forgettable, I'm not going to lie. He's no Neil Patrick Harris, but he'd be...
No.
I I never thought I'd be saying that. Neil Patrick Harris is the voice of fucking Nightbot. Never thought I'd be saying that.
Yeah. Man, it sounds odd, man, but it's true.
Yeah, it is true. He did an amazing job, and I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Fucking Doogie Howser?
Yeah, dude. That fucking horny bastard from Harold and Kumar?
Yeah.
That shroom taking son of a bitch? The unicorn thing, motherfucker? That's a great actor, you, by the way. If you don't know what I'm talking about, watch Harold and Kumar, second one, whatever, and you'll believe you saw a unicorn, too, the way that motherfucker reacted.
So basically, people, this should be a sign, since we're talking about other movies right now, that what we think about this damn movie itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to you, go last. CJ, what'd you give this movie?
I give this movie a stream it. You know, I won't give it a fuck it, because it had some entertainment. Yeah. It wasn't that bad at war. I mean, there was some daddy issues, but not as bad as, like, you don't go to my football game, Dad. You play with bombs all day. You know, none of that crazy.
Yeah, that's the thing. There wasn't any daddy issues in that movie. It was just like everybody just accepted what came along.
Yeah.
I'm kind of right there with you, CJ. It went by so quickly that I didn't know how to feel. After it ended, I was just looking at, like, well, that ended. I mean, I didn't find it as annoying as Justice League War because the characters wasn't thrown on screen. But when you really break it down, it is kind of bad. I guess I just wasn't insulted or whatever. I'm gonna go low stream it.
Yeah, for me.
Wait. We can put adjectives on it now.
Whatever.
Wait, say that again. What?
I said we can put adjectives on the stream it's and view it's the fuck it's.
Nigga, yeah, man, it's always been that way.
Nigga, what the fuck?
No. I get crucified 2 weeks ago.
That's because you had a completely different fucking system.
Okay.
It's been the same way, man. This ain't nothing new. You can have a low stream it, a regular stream it, a high stream it.
Cody, can you please break this nigga down? Can't get this nigga up to
man, whatever, man.
I was crucified last week. Nigga, you said this thing, people keep saying it's a laser eye to the asshole sometimes. It's like, what does that even mean? It's a streaming so bad that it's a fucking, like, what does that mean? Now this nigga confused about Cody. Can you help this nigga?
Oh, man. Whatever, man.
CJ, there are four tears.
In your fucking stream, your fuck stream, or whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, good. I'm happy for you.
Nigga, we've been doing this for 3 fucking Fuck
the
shit. It's a fucking. I don't give a shit. Fuck the movie. Okay.
There we go. Thank you.
Jesus Christ, nigga.
Jesus. Fuck CJ, man.
Oh my god, we gotta get this nigga on pay, Cody. We should...
One day.
Cody, what would you give? God damn, this nigga.
Let's get CJ on my damn rating off. I can't get this shit out.
Damn. I like the how he got confused by that. Like, oh, we put adjectives on it. What? Damn. All right. Cody, where did you get it? Cody, don't give it no low streaming, nigga.
Oh, okay.
You know when he hears your Godzilla review now, when he hears that low, he's going to be like, Cody, what do you mean by that?
Alright, anyway, as I was saying, I don't have the malice for this as much as I do Justice League War, but that's primarily due to the fact that I think this is utterly forgettable. Because hell, I was seriously struggling to remember points to this movie.
You can have my copy if you want it.
Yeah, no, I'm good, man.
A nice little copy for you right here.
But yeah, so I'm landing at a low stream it. So I think that sounds fair. Uh-huh. Oh, you got a problem with that, CJ?
Yeah, you got a problem with that.
All right, that's a good review, everybody. Yeah,
I'm gonna email this nigga the rating system. Goddamn,
you better not. I will spam that. I will report it.
Oh my god, this people.
You mean you putting adjectives on it now?
People gonna be like, you don't even talk to CJ at all. People, we can talk to him. He just don't listen. Goddamn it! Oh my god. Oh. Why y'all making complicated ratings or whatever? Nigga, how is that complicated? Jesus Christ. Low streaming is just... Yeah, why am I explaining this to him? Okay.
And you put it in, all right, whatever, man. So, okay, so we're going to put a low stream in the river, not a high stream in the ocean.
What the all right, there we go.
What's going on the pelvis? All right,
people, this has been a dog that's had the most... What this thing is talking about. God, right now, nigga, we ain't putting nobody in the river. We ain't going to a river, swimming up no damn paddle, nothing like that. What the fuck are you talking about? Damn, you this nigga. Wow, people up in the darkness at the movies. God damn, I got a headache now.
Jesus, Dad, never a dull moment with CJ, man. I swear, never.
And the funny thing is, he doesn't do this to fuck with us. This is really cool.
Honestly, it's CJ right here.